You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Hello, how are you doing? I am Dr. Michael L. Mosley, and you've guessed it. Guess what time it is? It's time for another edition of your spiritual GPS to success. Yeah, let me hear you. Let me hear you. I'm glad to be back, too. Thank you so much for the applause. You all are so awesome, so wonderful. And you know what? Thank you. Those of you that have been emailing me, those of you that have been calling me, I am so appreciative of it. And don't forget, I really want to know, where are you listening? Where are you listening from? What city are you in? What country are you in? I really want to know. Somebody say, you nosy. Okay, call it what you want, okay? But I really want to know, where are you listening to me from? Somebody may be in England. Somebody may be over there in California. Somebody may be even in the New York area. I really want to know. You can always call me at area code 916-467-4448. That's 916-467-4448. And look me up on Facebook. Yeah, you know everybody. Everybody's on Facebook, right? So look me up on Facebook. I got a couple of pages on there, three or four. I don't know. I done lost count. But look me up, Dr. Michael Mosley. And of course, I always welcome you to email me. Yeah, email me, Dr. MLMOSLEY at Gmail. That's DrMLMOSLEY at gmail.com. Listen, I got a great show for you on today. We're going to be talking about the power of receiving. Yeah, the power of receiving. Many of us have wonderful ideas. Many of us have wonderful dreams, even prayer requests that we have sent out into the universe. But is it that it's not coming? Or is it that it is coming and we keep missing the opportunity to receive it? Well, we're going to talk about that on today. Plus, I got a wonderful, interesting question that I can certainly relate to on the Ask Dr. Mosley segment. So you really want to stay tuned for that one. Yeah, I promise you, it's going to really enlighten us all. So get ready for more. Get ready for better. Get ready to manifest your dream with me. Yeah, I'm your spiritual cheerleader. I'm going to root you onto your success, whether you like it or not. Okay? So listen, sit back, relax. Turn up your headsets, and why don't you do me a favor? Email somebody else and tell them, hey, you need to log in. You need to check this out. Listen to this man. Listen to him, all right? Email him. Go ahead on, email your friend, or, you know, shoot him over text, however, you know, so many people have different ways of communicating now. You know, thank God for technology. But listen, I have a great show for you, so sit back, relax. I'll be right back. It's a great day. It's a great day. Somebody said, well, you don't know if it's raining over here or if the sun is shining, but you know what? I believe it is all a great day. If I am here, you are yet here. We are yet alive. It is a wonderful day on today, and you want to celebrate today. You really do. You want to celebrate. You want to say, yay, yay. You know, listen to a joke. Laugh. Why don't you, you know, take a moment to laugh today. Take a moment to really giggle. What is that old joke? What came first, the chicken or the egg? I don't know. How did chicken cross the road? I don't know. But take time to laugh today, huh? Yeah, take time to really laugh, because there's so much joy in today. If you look around, If you just really look around, there is something to make you smile. If you really look around, there is something to make you really smile. If you can appreciate life, appreciate the green grass, or maybe it's snowing where you are, appreciate the beauty of the white snow. Some of the way, you ain't got to shovel it. I understand. But appreciate something about it. You know, there's so many people that are just so negative. Everything is negative. I got to cut the grass. I got to trim the hedges. It's just always negative. But when you learn to appreciate life, you know, there's somebody wish, and I'm very serious on this, there's somebody that wish they had the ability to do what you're doing. Many people don't know this about me, but I am actually deaf in one ear. I'm deaf in one ear, and I lost my hearing in my left ear about 8 years ago. And it took me a while, even now it's still, it's just something I have to live with. But it took me a moment to really get adjusted to that. And I went through a little slight depression. I can't hear. You know, and one time I was getting ready to go into a store and I parked my car and getting ready to go into this store. And this car just came and I was just a smidget away from getting hit. Well, I did not hear the car coming. It was coming on my left side and I did not hear. And I went into the store and I couldn't even stay because I just felt tears. Like, I can't hear. You know, I should have heard that car coming. You know, I should have been able to get out of the way. But then I had to stop and look and say, wait a minute. I'm so appreciative that I really can hear on my right side. I may have to turn my head when people are talking to me, but I can hear, I can walk, I can move. Appreciate the small things, which are really not small at all. They really are big things. Learn to really appreciate those things. Life really is good, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to know that, my friend, life really is good. There's so many joys in this life. Learn to appreciate what we have right now. And so what is a good way of saying that? Learn to receive what the universe has brought into your circle, brought into your environment. I was in church one time and that was a preacher that was teaching, and he made a statement. He said, if you thank God for where you are, he'll move you to where you want to be. Well, I do believe that. If you really thank the universe, if you get into more of a thankfulness of where you are, there's so much more that will come to you. Maybe you've heard me say this before, but you know, my children really, they know how to pull my heartstring. Oh, I have a little girl named Michaela, and Michaela, I can make her plate and something that I've cooked, maybe spaghetti or something, and put it on her plate. And she will start to eat, and then she'll stop. Oh, my goodness, this little four-year-old will stop and look at me, and she'll say, Daddy. I said, yes, baby. Thank you so much for fixing my food. Oh, my God. Y'all, even right now, it just does something to me. It make me want to go back and get some more. You want some more, Michaela? I'm going to get you some juice. You want some apple juice? It makes you just want to do something so much more for them. I got some cake for you. We're going to have some ice cream for dessert. Yes. You know, it makes you want to do so much more. If you become thankful to the universe for what you have, so much more of what you desire will come into your life. Now, I really do believe that is the law of attraction. Because I say the law of attraction is like feeling attracts more of like feeling. When you get into an attitude of gratitude, you've heard that before, right? I bet you have. You know, when you get into an attitude of just being so excited about what you have and what is going to come, more of that same feeling will come. Something else is going to enter into your life for you to be thankful for. Something else is going to come into your life that you're going to be excited about. It will. I want to encourage you to be excited about life and really appreciate life. Really appreciate life. Many of us have made our requests known. You know, we have really asked of the universe, this is what I want. This is what I like. You know, and part of getting what you want is knowing what you don't want. So some people say, well, I know what I don't want. Well, that's not bad. That's good. But when you know what you don't want, start focusing in, therefore, on what you do want. You know, I remember sometime when you ask people, even in my family, what do y'all want to eat for dinner? And sometimes me and my wife will be talking, well, I don't want barbecue, and I don't want Italian food, and I don't want chicken. I don't know. You know, you're going through the list. You're going through the list of all what you don't want. Well, we've learned in school that that is called the process of elimination. But then when you do zero in on what you want, fish. Yeah, I do. I think I want fish tonight. All right, now, how do you want the fish? You want it broiled? Do you want it fried? How do you want it? What do you want about your fish? So therefore, you start to focus on what you do want, and what you do want begins to come towards you. It begins to come towards you. What do you want, ladies and gentlemen? Ask yourself that question right now. What really is it that I want? Do I really want to be married? Do I really want to hold hands in the park? Or do I want to skip through the days in the flowers? And that may be. And that's a wonderful desire. What do you want? What do you want? Do you really want a job? I was in a seminar. I did a seminar a few weeks ago, and I asked that question, and a lady, she finally came to the realization. She said, no, I really don't want a job. I don't see myself working for anybody else. I see myself working for me. That was what we call a light bulb moment in our life, because she could see herself and she began to want it more and more. And she began to understand why she was having problems on her current job, because the universe was detecting what she really wants is to go into her own business. And so what happened? There was some problems starting to be created on her job until she finally just said, you know what? I'm out of here. I'm through. And so I began to let her know that's why you left your job. And because your subconscious mind, your law of attraction was bringing you more in line with what you want, which is to start your own business and work for yourself. Yes, you can have it. You know that, right? You know, whatever you want, you can have it. And I want to go a step further. I want to tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so excited. Can you turn up the headset now? Turn it up. I'm telling you, you're going to need to hear it on this one. Whatever you want is wanting you. Whatever you want is wanting you. Whatever you're looking for, it is looking for you. Well, somebody said, well, no, I don't know. I want Denzel Washington. You know, somebody said, well, I want Justin Bieber, or I want Lisa Rae. You know, we got all these people. So you mean to tell me, Dr. Mosley, that Lisa Rae want me to, or Justin Bieber want me to? Well, you know what? Really ask yourself in a deeper understanding or a deeper consciousness. Is it really them that you want? Or is it just to be loved by somebody equivalent to that? Y'all, can I tell y'all a story? Oh, this is the truth. I was in Minneapolis, and I was there doing a seminar, and some kind of way, you know, the long story short, I flew back home. I was living in Texas at the time, and someone called me. Now, that was a difference in time zones, so I was in Texas, and somebody called me from that seminar, and they got a hold of my number, and some kind of way, they contacted me, and they called me, said, you know what? I had a dream that you were my husband. I'm like, what? He said, yeah, I had a dream that you were my husband. You had a dream that I was your husband. And I began to say, you know, well, what is your name? And I'm totally caught off guard with this, y'all. And she began to tell me her name, and I'm not going to say it right now, but I'm like, you know, you had a dream. And so she really put it off on the universe. The universe told me that you're my husband. I know you're the one for me. And I was single at that time. But I'm like, no. I said, my dear, I'm have to tell you, no, I'm not your husband. But what the universe was trying to tell you is that there is a great possibility that you're going to marry somebody like me. They may have the same name. They may have the same type of career. But I'm just as a guide saying, stay focused, stay energetic, stay positive, and know that God or the universe has really someone very special for you and may be very similar to me. But I'm sorry to tell you, I'm not the one. But hold on. You're in line for someone that is coming that is really going to make you happy. I said, whew. God, I dodged a bullet on that one. You know what I'm saying? I dodged a bullet on that one. I come to tell you, whatever you want, it is wanting you. It may not be that exact person, but it is something about that individual that is coming for you. Uh-huh. Are you ready for it? I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to your success. I'll be right back. Spiritual GPS to success. I am your host. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. And don't forget now, I still want to know where you're listening to me from. Where, what city are you in? What freeway are you driving down right now? You know, my producer reminded me, you can also send me a text to that number, 916-467-4448. Okay, you can send me a text to the number and say, hey, Colorado is over here. We're listening to you. Yeah, send me a text. Miami, we're listening to you in Miami. I need to get to the beach there in Miami. Yeah, I really do. I need to get to the beach, take my wife there for this summer. But listen, let me know. You can send me a text. You can also email me, drmlmosley@gmail.com. Dr. Michael L. Mosley at gmail.com. And you know, everybody is on Facebook. You know that, right? So, you know, get on Facebook and shoot me and inbox me and let me know, you know, hey, we are listening. And let me know if you're enjoying the segment. I really do appreciate your feedback. I love it. I really do. I am trying to figure out, because someone did ask me about this, about doing readings on the broadcast. So I'm really figuring that out. Okay. We're going to get it done. Yes, we are. So stay tuned. We're coming up with that and it's going to be phenomenal. Now you all are not going to be scared to call in and get a reading, right? You're not going to be scared to do that. I know, right? Okay, good. Let me know where you're calling me from. Where you're listening to me from, okay? I would love to hear it. We're talking about the power of receiving, the power of receiving. There's so much for you to receive. But you know, there's so many people that are just so negative. And then, not only that, you know, a lot of times people around us, sometimes they don't mean any harm, but sometimes they are negative. You want to really separate yourself from negative-minded people. Separate yourself from negative-minded people. I don't want to be around negativity. You know, it's time to be positive. It really is. It's time to really know, hey, I can do this. Why don't you say it within yourself right now? I can do this. I really can do this. And teach your children to say, I can do this. I can. Be proud that you can add, that you can read, that you can write. Be proud that you made an A in algebra. Oh, God. Be proud that you made an A in trigonometry. I know it's trigonometry, but be proud that you made an A in that class. Or, you know what? Even sometime when you did not make an A, I remember taking a college class and it was poetry. Y'all, it was dealing with poetry. Do you know that was one of the hardest classes? And I thought this was going to be easy because I love poetry. And I thought it was going to be easy. I just think the teacher, she wasn't no good, you know. Blame it on the teacher, right? But you know what? And it looked like I was just not going to pass that class. I was like, what is it? I know I'm intelligent. Oh, I got arrogant with that thing. I know I can read poetry. I know I can do this. Well, you know what? I'm happy. I made a C in that class. When I tell you I was so happy to get that C, I was just so happy to get that C. I'm like, whoo, okay, at least I passed. Be proud of what you have accomplished. Be proud of where you are right now. And remember, if you're thankful for where you are, there's so much more that will come to you. Yes. So be proud of where you are. You know, many times I come from a church background, and so there are so many people that will even go to church, we've been taught, oh, you're just a wretch undone. I don't like that. You're not a wretch. You're not some pitiful, you're not a poor pilgrim traveling through this barren land. This land is not barren. Stop saying that. Stop saying that. This earth, this land is rich with minerals and soils and great things, jewels. It is such a wonderful place. I am so glad I'm living in America. I'm so glad I'm living this life in this time, in this space right now, because there's so many great things to see, so many great things to experience. But many of us have really been taught, oh, this world is wicked. It is all wretched. And you know what? We have been taught that we don't deserve the blessings of the universe. Many people really have been taught that they don't really deserve the blessings of the universe. People can try to give you things and you say, oh, no, 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 that's all right, that's all right. And why, my question would be, why do we continue to ask for blessings or ask for increase, but we feel like we don't deserve it? We feel like we don't really deserve it. Like, oh, you know, oh, somebody want to give you some roses. Oh, you shouldn't have done this. Oh, my goodness. I know of a lady, her husband bought her this most gorgeous ring. Oh, it was beautiful. And she had a hard time accepting it because she kept thinking about the bills and she kept thinking about other things that they could have done with that money instead of thinking about the value that she maintained in his life. And I had to encourage her, you're looking at the wrong thing. He's trying to tell you, you are more valuable to him than anything else in this world. And this gentleman, because I knew him, you know, when they first met, he wasn't the kind of gentleman that would splurge on a ring. He wasn't the kind of gentleman that really would care to buy these expensive items. No, he was cool with just, you know, making it day by day. Don't need all them. You know, that's just a waste of money in his mind back in the day. But for him to now say, you know what, my wife deserves a real diamond, a beautiful diamond, something that cost, and it cost a pretty penny. Yes, it did. And what he was simply saying was, I value you more than anything in my life. Now, there's some lady right now, take a note of that, all right? Take a note of that. And really, I remember I shared this with another couple, and I had to let the wife know this, that her husband wanted to take her out to eat and to go to a nice restaurant. And she was like, oh, but we got this bill that we need to take care of. But really what he's simply saying is, I need to do this because you are a wonderful investment. You are my wife. You are my woman. You're my queen. All right now. And I want to share that with you. I want to show you how much I love you. And he wanted to engage in that feeling. He wanted to engage in that feeling of appreciation, showing his appreciation. And guess what will happen? According to the law of attraction, if he engages in that feeling of appreciation, something is going to come to him that will cause him to appreciate life even more. It may be a raise. It may be a bonus on the job. It may be a business idea, but something is going to come. So many of us need to engage in that feeling of joy, that feeling of peace, that feeling of satisfaction. What are you feeling right now? If somebody's with you, you need to just ask them, how are you feeling right now? How you feel? You know, back in the country, sometimes they say, how you feel, baby? How you feel? You feel all right? You know, sometimes you need to just ask people, how you feeling? Oh, my blood pressure is up. Okay, well, all right. You feeling sick. And I understand you asking those questions, but is any good thing about you today? Do you feel good anywhere? Are your legs feeling good? Is your wrist feeling good? Is there something not hurting you right now? Focus on that good feeling. But too many times people have been taught and really programmed, and I'm going to use my terminology, they have been hypnotized to believe that they don't deserve this. They don't just, oh, that's good for these singers and these artists, and that's good for Adele to live in a beautiful property like that, or Beyonce. Oh, that's wonderful for her and Jay-Z. But do you believe that the universe loves you just as much as it loves Adele, just as much as it loves Justin Bieber, just as much as it loves Halle Berry? You have to believe that about yourself. I am appreciated just as much as they are. I am loved just as much as they are. Let's go a step further. I am deserving just as much as they are. I am deserving of good things. I am deserving of great joys. I am deserving of my dream. Can you say that with me? I am deserving of my dream. I am deserving of my goal. Whatever it is, I am deserving of that. You must maintain that feeling. You must maintain that understanding about yourself, because many answers and opportunities have been canceled due to our conscious feeling of not being worthy. Meaning you have prayed the prayer asking for this, and believe it or not, it did come. It really did, but we felt undeserving. And you probably were saying, well, you know what, if you ever watch the movie The Secret, whatever you make a request to the universe, that is, just imagine a genie up there saying, your wish is my command, you know, that your wish is, I used to, when I was a little boy, I would wish I would find an Aladdin's lamp under my house or around the house, whatever. I was, you know, I'm looking for an Aladdin's lamp. You know, how many of us have really been looking for that Aladdin lamp? You know, that special lamp where you rub it and the genie pops out? I'm going to tell you the truth. I grew up in Houston, Texas, in a little impoverished area, but it was okay. It was filled with a lot of love. It really was. But I was looking for that Aladdin lamp because I wanted to get a big house, and I wanted to get a big car. And, you know, back in the 70s, the bigger the car, the wealthier you were. You know that, right? The bigger the car, that meant you had more money. So I wanted a big car. I wanted a big house. And I'm looking for the Aladdin's lamp to rub. And as I got older, I realized that there wasn't Aladdin's lamp outside of me, but it was already within me. If I would just rub, now that's a deep statement right there, huh? If I would just rub the Aladdin's lamp, my mind, if I would just get the feeling of what I want, get the feeling of my desire, get the feeling of already having what I wanted, I just believe that it is there. It is happening right now. But many times our answers have been canceled. Oh, yes, it was coming. It was coming. The genie said, your wish is my command, Michael. And it was coming to me. That job opportunity was coming to me. But then I said, I'll never get it. Or it's taking too long. Or it must not be. Or sometimes we will say this in church. Oh, it must not be the will of God. It must not be God's will then. And we're so quickly to go back and revert to a negative mindset. But ladies and gentlemen, some things that you want, it just takes a little bit of time to bring it into fruition for you. But it is coming. It is on its way to you. You must maintain that feeling of expectancy. Maintain that feeling of I'm getting this. I'm receiving this. This is mine. Be like they used to say this in the country. You got to be like a dog with a bone. I'm gonna hold on to this bone. I ain't gonna let it go either. But ain't no meat on that. That's all right. I'm holding on to my dream like a dog holding on to that bone. I'm going to have this. I feel it more and more. Ladies and gentlemen, please do not cancel your opportunity. Don't cancel your dream because of feeling undeserving. That's the only reason why it will not come, because you feel like you don't deserve it. You must receive it. How do we receive it? Receive it in your mind right now. Receive it in your mind right now. Yeah, receive it. You know what? Now, I know we have so many different walks of faith and so many different beliefs, but you know, please allow me just to step right here and share this one concept with you. You know, many people believe that Jesus was a wonderful healer, a master metaphysician, just a great teacher of all times, and he had a great ability to heal people. He really had a tremendous a gift to heal and to cause dreams to manifest. But there was one time in his career that his giftings really did not work. Mm-hmm. His gifting did not work. It didn't work. He couldn't heal. He couldn't really do many miracles. He couldn't do many signs and wonders. It couldn't do it. It really would not work. But the reason why it would not work was because the people did not believe. They really didn't believe. So if you don't believe, you cannot really expect it to happen. That's why some people will come to me and say, well, now you're a psychic or you're a prophet. Or I don't believe that. I'm kind of skeptical. Well, I can't really help you. I can't really help you because your belief system, everything is controlled by your belief system. People will come to me for hypnotherapy, and they will come to me for hypnotherapy, and they say, "Wow, does this really work? Does it really work?" Well, it's based on your belief system. It's based on your belief. Do you really believe? Jesus couldn't do it. I can't do it. Whoever the greatest psychic is in the world, which is me, they could not do it if you don't believe. So I come to tell you, my friend, you can want that house, but if you don't believe it can be for you, hey, it's not coming. Oh, I know you like the car. It's a beautiful car. But if you don't believe that it's coming, hey, it's not coming for you. You got to really receive it in your mind first before you can receive it in your hand. Receive it in your mind before you can receive it in your life. You got to believe, hey, I could see myself living there. I could see myself doing that. I could see myself speaking in front of people. Yes, I can. The psychic can't help you unless you believe first in yourself. I want you to think about that. Ask yourself, do I really believe? Am I really a believer? And if you are a believer, ladies and gentlemen, then you are on the cusp of being a receiver. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. tuned to your spiritual GBS to success. Yes, 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 yes. And you know why we're clapping? Because you are a success. You are a believer. And if you are a believer, ladies and gentlemen, my friend, if you are a believer, you are now ready to be a receiver. Can you say that with me? I am a believer, therefore I am a receiver. I need you to say it. Come on, say it a little louder. I am a believer, therefore I am a receiver. If you can believe, then you can receive. Listen, give me a call, 916-467-4448. You can also email me at drmlmosley@gmail.com. drmlmosley@gmail.com. And you can send me a text at 916-467-4448. I am desiring to know, what city are you listening to me in? What country? What state? Yeah, let me know. Where are you? I want to talk to you. I want to really converse with you. I want to root you on to greater success. It is for you. It really is. Life is wonderful. There are so many joys for you. I want to know, do you really believe it? Do you really believe it? Can you cheer for yourself? Can you really, really, can you really cheer for yourself? Yeah, can you do it? Come on. Yeah, I'm a success. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why? Because I'm a believer. I'm a receiver. I'm a believer. I'm a receiver. Listen, I want you to begin to celebrate you. Would you do that for me? I want you to begin to celebrate you, because if you are a believer, you are a receiver. You are a receiver. Appreciate life. You know, sometimes we used to say this in a lot of times in the hood or wherever, we say, don't play games. You know, I'm tired of playing games. Stop playing games. You know, I want to encourage you. Stop playing games. What are you saying, Dr. Mosley? Don't play games. You know, sometimes we act as if we don't like the compliment. You know, somebody says, oh, your hair looks so pretty. Oh, childish thing. And so I'm trying to get it together. You know, appreciate the compliment. Appreciate it. You know, it feels good when somebody compliment your attire. It feels good when somebody compliment your dress. It feels good when somebody compliment what you're doing. Appreciate just that compliment. I want you to begin to appreciate that compliment. Appreciate it. Know that it's wonderful that somebody saw you and they said, oh, I love your glasses. Oh, I love that sweater that you have on. Oh, this whole thing. Don't reject it. Just say, just receive it. Receive that compliment. You know what? Constant refusal turns into a conduct of rejection. Constant refusal turns into the conduct of rejection. You know, every time somebody tries to take you out to eat and you keep saying, no, 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 no. Oh, no, that's all. Oh, that's so sweet. No, no, no. It then sends a message to the universe that says they don't want it. They really don't want it. So therefore, stop offering it to them. Stop. Some people, it's hard for them to accept anything. Anything. Oh, I'm independent. I don't want nobody buying nothing for me. I don't want nobody doing nothing for me. I'm independent. I do everything myself. Well, no, you really don't, because if you really look a little deeper, we all are interdependent. You're going to get your check from somebody, or you could, even if it's Uncle Sam, you know, you're going to get the check from somebody. So somebody's going to give you something. And then when you go to purchase something, what's going to happen? Somebody's going to give you something in exchange for what you purchase. So we all are interdependent. But if we refuse to receive the little things in life, refusing to receive the compliments, or refusing to receive help, then the universe will not send us the bigger things that we wish to manifest. You're telling the universe, no, I don't want it. You want, I'm so proud of, many of you already know, I'm very proud of my children. I love them. And sometimes my little boy, Sir Michael, who's 7 years old, you know, he'll try to get what he wants for himself, or he'll just try to do it without bothering me or his mom. And I'm very proud of that. But I have to tell him, it's okay. It's okay. You can ask me. I remember my son Patrick when he was a little boy. Patrick was trying to get something. He wanted some water out of the refrigerator. And he was about, I don't know, maybe 7 years old, maybe about 6 or 7 years old. And he wanted to get the water out of the refrigerator, but it was at the Top Chef, and he was a little short then. And he could not get it. And I was in the other room, and all of a sudden I heard this crying. And I'm like, what is going on? And I just heard this little whimper. It wasn't a major cry. It was just a little whimper crying. And I walked into the kitchen and saw him. The refrigerator door was open, and he was sitting there on the ground, on the floor, and just whimpering and just crying. And I'm like, baby, what is the matter? What is it? And the refrigerator door wide open. He said, I can't reach it. I can't reach it. Oh, y'all. It did it. Oh, it did something to me to hear my child say, I can't reach it. I can't reach it. And like, what are you wanting, baby? And I mean, I'm ready to get whatever he wants, whatever you want, I'm ready to get. But he's like, he was crying because he wanted the water all the way at the top. And he said, I can't reach it. Well, you know what? I went that I got the water, and then I got him. I got the water, and I picked him up with my other arm, and I just held him, and he held me. And oh my goodness, you know, it was one of those moments, one of them Kodak moments, you know. That's a good water commercial right there. But it really, and it made me cry. It really did. I get emotional very easily. But it made me just cry. And I began to tell him, I said, baby, just tell me what you want. Just tell me. If you want something, please. I understand you were trying to get it yourself. But I was trying to say, I really can't stand to see you crying for something that you really want. I will get it for you. And ladies and gentlemen, how many of us are really in that same situation? When we're crying, I can't, it just look like I can't reach it. I can't, I want that house, but I just can't reach it. I want this, but I can't. But do you know the universe, watch this, will send somebody at the right time, at the right place, just for you. I just happen to be in the house. I just happen to be around the corner, able to come and reach what my son wanted. The major thing is to get what you want. But he said, I wanted to do it for myself. I understand that. But the ultimate goal was to get the water. The ultimate goal is to get your home. The ultimate goal is to receive the love that you desire. The ultimate goal is to go back to school. It doesn't matter if someone else helps you pay for it. But the ultimate goal is to get a working car that you really desire. The ultimate goal is to start your business. Maybe you may need an investor, but there is someone around you that will invest in you. There is someone that will help get the water. That means refreshing. That means cooling. Someone will help get the water that's on the top shelf to help quench your thirst. Somebody will help get the water that is on the top shelf that will help you to feel better on the inside about yourself. Receive the help. Receive the compliment. Receive the assistance. Receive the love. Receive the nurture. Receive the care. There's power in receiving. And do you know there are some people they really desire to do for you? I wanted to do it for my child. Oh, God knows I love him. Oh, that's the one that's going to give me a hard time when I go off to college. Yeah. Do you know God wants to do so much for you? The universe wants to do so much for you. There are people that genuinely, no strings attached, they want to give because they enjoy to see you smile. They enjoy, it just feels good to sometimes do for other people. You may not ever see them again, may not even know them, but there are people that are there to help. You know, watch this. There are people there to help push that loan right on through. There are people there in the finance department of that car lot to help push your loan on through. There is somebody right there at the finance company or the broker to help push that loan right on through for your home. There, I always say it like this, there are angels that are around us that will help us to achieve our dream, that will help us to achieve our goal. I believe that it is possible. I just really believe believe that it can be done. There is somebody around you that wants to help you. Help get that water at the top shelf. There is somebody. Why don't you let them do it? Well, sometimes we just feel like you're not deserving. And sometimes, as my little boy was thinking in his mind, because it felt like he was just sitting on the floor, as if I can't do it. I just can't do it. I just can't do it. I come to tell you what you cannot do, what you cannot, if you just hold on to the dream, somebody will come and help you do it. I really believe that if you would just hold on to the dream, there is somebody that will help you come and complete what you want done. See, the goal is just getting what you want done. Focus on the goal. All things, I live by this, all things are possible to him that believes. Because if you are a believer, you are a receiver. Huh? Can you get excited about that? If I am a believer, I am a receiver. Where's my cheering section right now? Huh? Where's my cheering section right now? There you go. I'm a believer. Therefore, I am a receiver. It's your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, your intuitive life coach. Yeah, and I'm your biggest cheerleader. Yes, I am, because you're going to do it. You're going to do it. It is possible. All you got to do is remain a believer. And remember, if you're a believer, you're a receiver. Say it again. I'm a believer. Therefore, I am what? A receiver. You got it right. There you go. Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Michael Mosley, your intuitive life coach, and I'm here to tell you, yes, you can. You can have your cake and eat it, too. You can have and enjoy the life you want through my intuitive life coaching sessions. There is success, wealth, abundance, and plenty of money waiting to come into your life experience through intuitive coaching. All sessions are done online or through Skype, so you can stay in the comfort of your own home or office. Or maybe you want to quit smoking, lose weight, reduce stress, build a better relationship. It can all be done also through my intuitive hypnotherapy program. I tell you what, let's find out which program will work better for you by texting the word therapy to 40691 to schedule your free 20-minute consultation. That's right, text therapy, T-H-E-R-A-P-Y, to 40691 and schedule your free 20-minute consultation. I am ready to coach you into your success. That's right. That's right. Text the word therapy to the number 40691. Therapy. Yeah. Text the word therapy. T-H-E-R-A-P-Y. To the number 40691 and schedule your 20-minute free consultation, okay? I'm ready to talk to you. I really am. It's time for our segment, Ask Dr. Mosley. And if you have a question for me, whatever question you have, we'll try to get the best answer for you. I really will. But I want you to text me, or you can email me, drmlmosley@gmail.com. Do that for me, drmlmosley@gmail.com. And we have our question for today here. It says, Dear Dr. Mosley, I heard you speak about your son, which I just spoke about, Patrick, but I heard you speak about your son getting ready to go to college. And said, I have a son that is leaving for college as well. And I am not married. And when he leaves, I'm afraid of being all alone. What can I do to prepare for his leaving? And that is signed Tanya. God bless you, Tanya. Thank you so very much for your question. And Tanya, you have a very interesting question. And isn't it amazing how fast our children grow up? I am so serious. I mean, there are days I just stare at Patrick and like, oh my God. You know, and he's the baby from my first marriage. And I had custody of my children, so I raised them. So, you know, he was the baby from that first marriage, and I'm watching him, and it's like, oh my God, my baby is getting ready to leave me. But you know, one thing that as parents, we go have to start us our own support group. You know, Tanya, we go start our own support group. But you know, one thing, I want you, instead of preparing for his leaving, that's good, but I want you to prepare for your living. I want you to really prepare for your living. I want you to remind yourself and maybe even explore, what are some things that you enjoyed? What are some things that you really want to do? Explore you again now. I feel it sounds like you put a lot of energy into the rearing of your son and the raising of your son. So now it's time to really put that energy into you now. Go back and revisit your dreams. And revisit even your high school days. What were you dreaming about? Do you know sometimes we got to tap back into our youth to spark up that energy of creativity? You know, go pull out your high school yearbook. You say, well, I can't do all of that stuff anymore. That's not the point. I want you to tap into that energy of what can I do now? What can I do now? Tap into that energy of what can I do now? What is it? What are some things that you desire to do? Maybe a business. It may not be. It may be also joining a particular club or maybe vacationing a little bit more, traveling a little bit more. It may be even just getting on the dating scene a little bit more. But rediscover you. Rediscover some things about you. Instead of preparing so much for his leaving, I want you to prepare more so for your living. What are some things that you're ready to do? Even get a new wardrobe. Yeah, find out what's going on in the city that you can go to, a play, a musical, a drama, a movie that you want to go to, a dinner, a restaurant. Get it into your mind, Tanya, and you'll be just fine. I really believe it. You can send me your question as well, just like Tanya. And Tanya, let me know if that helped you. Give me an email. Shoot me back another email at drmlmosley@gmail.com. All right? You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley, and I am just so excited for you. I really am, because you are a success. You are a success. Why? Because you are a believer. I want you to get that concept in your mind. You are a believer. And therefore, if you're a believer, you are a receiver. If you're a believer, you are a receiver. Maybe you may want a reading, an intuitive reading. If you're a believer, then I would love to talk with you. Maybe you want hypnosis or therapy with a particular issue. If you're a believer, you are a receiver. I want to talk to you. I really do. And don't forget, I want to know where are you listening? Where are you? Mm-hmm. What part of the country are you in? Are you in Washington, D.C.? Are you in Chicago, Illinois? Where are you? Are you in Wisconsin? I want to know, okay? Send me a text. You can text me at 916-467-4448 or send me an email. Look me up on Facebook, whatever, okay? There are so many ways to contact me, but I am so appreciative of you listening to your spiritual GPS to success, because you can make it. And I want you to just make sure, are you a believer? Because if you're a believer, what else are you? Yep, you said it. You said it. You are a receiver. I got one tip I want to leave with you today, okay? My, time just really go by. Where does the time go? Where does the time go? Goodness. But you know what? I want to encourage you on today. I really want to encourage you. There are so many great joys that are for you. So many great joys. So many great things that are really happening in your life. And it's all around you. It really is all around you. And you want to make sure that you receive it. You really want to make sure that you receive. There's power. There's power in receiving. But this is my tip for you today. Now, you ready for it? You sure? Are you, turn up the headset. Turn up your radio. Are you really sure? Okay, this is it. If you really want to practice the power of receiving, I want you to do one thing for me. I want you to practice saying the words thank you. You got it? I want you to practice saying thank you. When somebody compliment you, what are you going to say? Thank you. Yes, right. When somebody says, oh, your hair is nice, don't go in to say, oh, it's fuzzy over here. No, you're going to say what? Thank you. Someone said, you know, they're going to ask you out on for a date or out to eat or something. You're going to say thank you. Now, you don't have to receive it, but you're going to say thank you as far as going out on the date with them. But you definitely want to say thank you. Thank you. I want you to practice that. I really want you to practice. Some people really do not know how to receive a compliment. Some people don't know how to receive help. Some people really don't know, but I want you to begin practicing the phrase, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, universe. Thank you for another day. Thank you. I could see the cloud in the sky. Thank you. It's a beautiful day where I am. Thank you. Thank you for the clothes that I have to wear. Thank you. Thank you that I'm gorgeous. Yeah, thank you. Thank I am so appreciative. Tell your husband, thank you for being in my life. Tell your wife, thank you, girl. You just the finest thing next to any. You just the finest thing next to anything. I come to tell you, thank you for choosing me as your life partner. Thank you. I want you. Go to your kids. That's right. Go to them and tell them, thank you. Thank you. You are. I can't stand when people say, I got bad children. Oh, these children so bad. No, I tell people, I never did have any bad children. You'll never hear me say that about my children. No, I have wonderful children. And I love each and every one of them. I love them dearly. You, thank you for being wonderful children. Thank you. Thank you for being a great son. Thank you for loving me. Thank you. Oh, you got into some trouble every now and then, but that's all right. I thank you because it always could be worse. And I just thank you for being so sweet, so kind. Oh, Dad, I'll cut it out. But you know, you deserve thanks. And the more you thank, remember, the more you are appreciative, more things come into your life for you to be appreciative of. If you thank the universe for where you are, it will move you closer and even more to where you want to be. I want you to just take time to say thank you. Would you do it? Take time every day. Do it all day. Thank you. Thank you. Ooh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this parking spot. Thank you, universe. Thank your angels. Thank the universe. There's so much for you. I do pray that you have enjoyed this segment on today, your spiritual GPS to success. I want you to utilize the power of receiving. And the way you do it is by saying those two words. What are they? Thank you. That's right. Say those two words. Thank you. And we just going to appreciate life. Listen, don't forget. I got to go. But don't y'all forget. Email me, okay? Now, you ought to have my email address by now. But email me, drmlmosley@gmail.com. I would love to hear your comments. Love to hear your thoughts. And don't forget, you can ask your question, too. You can ask your question. You can send it to me in email form, drmlmosley, drmlmosley, @gmail.com. And you can also text me, 916-467-4448. Look me up on Facebook and let's stay connected. Let me know where you're listening from, okay? Would you do it? I gotta go. My time is up, but I want you to stay on that pathway. Stay on the pathway of your spiritual GPS to success. I love you so much. And remember our two words. What are they? thank you. Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Michael Mosley, your intuitive life coach, and I'm here to tell you, yes, you can. You can have your cake and eat it too. You can have and enjoy the life you want through my intuitive life coaching sessions. There is success, wealth, abundance, and plenty of money waiting to come into your life experience through intuitive coaching. All sessions are done online or through Skype, so you can stay in the comfort of your own home or office. Or maybe you want to quit smoking, lose weight, reduce stress, build a better relationship. It can all be done also through my intuitive hypnotherapy program. I tell you what, let's find out which program will work better for you by texting the word therapy to 40691 to schedule your free 20-minute consultation. That's right. Text therapy, T-H-E-R-A-P-Y, to 40691 and schedule your free 20-minute consultation. I am ready to coach you into your success.
You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.